back live here on WLS AM 890. Lauren Cohn, Chris Bury filling in for Big John and Ray. The biggest tax cuts in U.S. history is in the balance. USA Today's David Jackson right in the mix of things at the White House as this broke. Welcome to the program, David.
Yeah, thank you.
So what do you know? I mean, it's 15% corporate tax. It sounds like I'm going to get more deductions. I'm excited.
Well, there you go. You should be. Well, you know, and I don't know what how you do your finances, but it's possible you could get in on the 15% rate if the White House has its way, because they're including it for what they call pass-throughs. And basically, in a very simplified version, it means people who are their own business person can incorporate themselves and claim the corporate tax rate, which if Trump has his way, would be 15%. So they want to reduce the corporate tax rate and expand it to other people.
So this would be mom and pops in addition to the big boys, big corporations.
Exactly. Right, exactly. So their argument would be it would give more people an opportunity to cash in on that lower rate. Although they also tell you on the slide that they're not sure they can get the 15% rate. It's more of a negotiating position at this point, but they do think they can lower it significantly.
You know, the elephant in the room here is how might this affect Trump's businesses, or don't we know because we don't know his tax returns?
Well, we don't know, but it would certainly benefit many of them, particularly his real estate holdings. But I think the Trump people would tell you that a lot of those holdings are farmed out to other people, so it would be up to the people who actually control the tax payment of the individual businesses to decide whether they want to incorporate themselves, create what they call an S corporation, or continue their tax schedule the way they've got it now. So the short answer is yes, it would benefit some Trump companies, but it might not necessarily benefit Trump himself.
I feel like a lot of people are going to be on the phones with their accountants today and saying, how can I restructure? Because it's all sounding almost too good to be true. So what does this mean, though, for mortgage deductions and the 401ks? Because that had been a big concern. And we're hearing that it's going to work in our favor.
Right. Well, I'm hearing, I'm not sure they're going to address those yet. What they're putting, the only things they're putting out right now is the 15% corporate tax rate and the fact that they're going to increase the standard deduction, which is right now $6,300 for individuals and $12,600 for married couples. They say they're going to increase that, but they're not going to say how, and I'm not sure the plan is going to even include that detail. I think they're just going to ask Congress to increase it to whatever level they think best. And we're not hearing anything about 401ks and estate taxes and that kind of thing. So I think the Trump people have said all along this is going to be more of a blueprint. It's going to be more principles and ideas rather than specifics. So,
well, they're saying
a lot of numbers.
They are saying that the plan is going to pay for it with growth, but not everybody in Congress is going to buy that bridge, right?
Nope. We're turning to the 80s Reagan era of the Laffer curve. The economists in the White House saying that these tax cuts will spur economic growth and the economy will hum along at 3%. Annually and help finance these tax cuts. But as you say, there are a lot of people in Congress who, A, they don't believe the growth rate will get to 3%, B, even if it does, they don't think it'll be enough to cover the revenue shortfall from these tax cuts. So that'll be a big debate in Congress going forward.
So we know the mood of the markets. What's the mood at the White House as you're walking through the halls?
They're anxious and anticipate. They're very busy this week because I'm sure you've noticed this, but the president really kicked up his schedule this week heading into the 100-day mark, which comes up on Saturday. He's trying to show people that he's getting things accomplished. You know, there was talk about pushing this tax reform plan back weeks, if not months. I mean, we weren't expecting anything before June up until last week when the president suddenly announced, hey, I'm going to roll out my tax reform plan on Wednesday. So that got a lot of aides over here scrambling to put together the paperwork for the plan that's going to come out here in a few hours. So this is very much a rushed-up plan in connection with the 100 days.
USA Today's David Jackson, always good to have you on. Appreciate you taking the time.
Okay, great. Thank you all.